Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Rainer's Radio, practical training for joint heirs with Christ, with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening, and welcome to Rainer's Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host, and we're going to be finishing up talking about some basic reminders about our particular approach to knowing God and our approach to Christianity and what we're really here on this earth for. We've been talking a little bit about the differences between our approach and what you may have run up against in other ministries, in your history, and even in your own beliefs. And really what we want to be focused and remain focused on is that everything, discussing Christianity, discussing God, everything always comes back to that personal relationship with Him. Not serving Him or pleasing Him or finding your purpose and then achieving it or being useful to Him or accomplishing a goal. It's about knowing Him, being in relationship with Him personally. He may assign you projects. He may assign you ministries. He may assign you things to do. But the reason He assigns you those projects, those ministries, those things to do, is to further your relationship with Him. Now, Christians can have a totally different relationship with God than non-Christians, because we are being born again means born again spiritually. And because of that difference, we have an avenue to know God totally different than anyone else, than non-believers. So one of the challenges, one of the standards we use is what you're being taught, can that be done by a non-Christian? We talked a little bit about this, about loving your neighbor as yourself. That's something anybody can do and should do. You know, thou shalt not steal. That's true for everybody. How you live your life, don't lie, don't steal. Give to the poor, take care of your family. Those are things that any good moral person wants to do. And you don't have to be a Christian to accomplish it. Now, those are things that, as your soul becomes more aligned with your spirit, you'll find those things part of your being. In other words, being kind to one another, not stealing, this kind of thing. God may be much more severe with you after you realize the difference than before. Because as we start to see and walk in our new relationship, our new identity as a spirit, and we start allowing and cooperating with God to start living on His terms, He may start really modifying and changing and challenging some of the beliefs, some of the are things we've done in our past or we're planning in the future that don't line up with your new identity. And it's not because it's going to prevent a blessing or is displeasing to Him. or any other reason. It's simply because it is no longer your nature. As a spirit being, you are now a joint heir with Christ. You are a co-inheritor. You are already, right now, seated in heavenly places. You have already entered into the kingdom of God, and you have already received everything you need for life and godliness right now. You already have, right now, all the eternal life you're ever going to get. It's in your spirit. So as far as the big ticket items, you can check those off. So we can enter into that rest of we're working out our salvation because we've already received it. You have received that change. You have received your inheritance in your spirit. And now it's becoming a part of you and bringing your soul and your body into alignment. So, again, these are just some of the reminders of our beliefs that we are going to be challenging some of the things we may be hearing about what Christians are supposed to be doing, how we're supposed to be approaching the, you know, circumstances going on today. And the bottom line really is you need to go to God and find out what he wants to talk to you about. Because it's not our job to tell you what God is telling you. Our job is to help you learn how to hear what God is telling you. Because it's all about your relationship with God, not your relationship with the ministry or a person or your own leadership team or fellowship group or spouse or parents. It's about your relationship with God. And there's a rest there and a comfort. And knowing that the circumstances he has you in are for your good, are for your healing. They are there, you are in the circumstances you're in because he loves you and wants what is best for you. And just as a reminder, he always gets his way. It may not be what we think it should be or when, but he gets his way. He will get for you what is best for you. So the more we can cooperate with him and recognize and have him be trustworthy enough where he can reveal our path, so that we can join him in the process. Because that's really what it's about now. It's no longer about the goal, about achieving, getting jewels in our crown or something. Our whole idea of heaven and hell has to change. Our understanding of eternal life, just the whole concept of eternity, using that phrase in the same sentence as time, is just... they are two totally unrelated concepts. And as we start to ponder the possibilities, hopefully that allows him to reveal himself to you in a way that is meaningful to you, to bring healing, direction, encouragement, guidance, whatever you need at any given time. So we also want to learn to accept what God reveals. After we've tested it, knowing how to hear his voice, testing what we're hearing, then accepting it. even when it doesn't answer all of our questions or even fit in with other things we believe. A lot of times we like to understand everything before we accept it. We like to understand the theology, the scriptures, the history. But God is not obligated to answer every question. But He's the God, and through your Spirit, He's entitled to reveal partial truth. And we need to learn to accept that partial truth. If He's saying, no, I just want to take you from step A to step B, don't worry about C, D, E, and F, or Z, then that's what we do. We just go to B. And we don't worry about how we're going to take it from there. We like to understand everything before we accept it, and when we don't, we will try to carry to logical conclusions that which God has only revealed in part. So if He reveals, say we're at step A, and He reveals step B, we try to take it from there. Well, if this is the direction He's taking me in, it must mean, and this is where Z is going to follow. When you could be going A, B, A, B, A, B, back and forth between those two spots the rest of your life. And if that's what God wants for you, if that's where the rest and the comfort and the strength and the manifestation of His presence, if that's where it is for you, because that's His purpose for you, that's His project that He wants you to be working on, isn't that good enough? So don't try. Likewise, when He's changing our doctrines, a lot of times when He changes one thing, we'll try to continue to that domino to see where, okay, if that's true, then this, 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 and this. And sometimes that may be true, but sometimes we're trying to get there through the strength of our own mind, which is part of your soul, which is an attempt to control the spirit. Now, God doesn't want you to ignore your mind, but He does want it to be subject to your spirit. So God may just drop some truth into you and not even tell you this is where it fits in. This is how it affects other things. We want to be careful and be reminded to not try to use logic, not to try to take it to conclusions that God hasn't laid out. Just because, again, He points you in a direction doesn't mean that's the way you're going to be traveling for the next 20 years. Or if He tries to correct one area of a doctrine or your own belief system, that doesn't mean you throw the whole thing out. He may say throw the whole thing out. But let Him guide and direct you. Don't try to take back control. God has the right to teach us on His timetable. God operates on a need-to-know basis. If and when we need to know something, He'll teach and reveal it to us. So we can rest in what we know and what He has revealed today. Now, over time, He may reveal and show you things just because He enjoys sharing the fun stuff he's doing. It doesn't mean he wants you to get involved. He's just happy and excited about what he's doing and wants to share it with his beloved. So we want to be so in tune with him that we can follow the wind of the Spirit however he blows. Now, having all that said, we want to be practical. And we want to look at what we believe and what our own history is, what our own mountains are that we keep going around. Is what you're believing working for you? Or are you counting the days until you can be whisked away to your just reward? That place of perfect peace where you can finally rest and enjoy freedom. Finally experience the confidence and acknowledgement of God. Finally hear God say, "Well done, good and faithful steward. Here is your reward." But this is not what God intended for us. His intent is that you be made whole, complete, and entire here on this earth. And I believe that if we don't achieve certain things, he has set aside projects and areas for healing and learning for us to do here in this time zone. During our time here on earth, don't learn it here. It will be added. It's like going to the next grade. You're behind. Like if you don't learn your multiplication tables before you go to the next grade, it's going to be harder to learn the next thing. You'll still have to learn the multiplication tables, but the class will be moving forward, and you'll have to scramble to learn those multiplication tables. And I think that's part of God's creative nature, that he wants us to experience different aspects of reality according to a learning curve. And so here on this earth, there are certain things we are to learn. And all that learning is based on and built on being able to hear his voice, being able to test it, and then confidently act. And talking about hearing God say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Here is your reward." If we're putting that off till the sweet by and by, isn't that a little late? Don't we need to hear first his encouragement now? And if we're not hearing from him, if we're missing him, if we're not getting our wounds healed, if we wait until that sweet by and by, until we die and go to heaven or whatever's next, isn't it too late? Didn't we squander this opportunity, this day, to make those changes, those wounds healed, to have those lies revealed by truth being spoken from him, from God himself? Not from our own imaginations or our own teachers or our own soul, but from the very lips of God. We may even know the truth, but until it's a living truth, It doesn't change us. You can know God loves you, but until you've experienced God's love, it doesn't mean anything. This is why we get so confused about what faith is. Tomorrow. Or until heaven. What God wants to do in and for you right this very moment. And so one of the things we're going to do overall is we are going to try to avoid religious jargon. Instead, rephrase the concepts into something that will hopefully mean something to all of us. Now, we may occasionally refer specifically to a scripture verse or illustration or example, but our goal, again, is to hear from God and to recognize His truth revealed, not based on something that somebody else has said or an interpretation of another verse or a doctrine or a belief that somebody else learned, but God Himself. Is God big enough to make Himself known to you? And the answer, yes, He is. We trust that the Lord will witness to you personally what He wants you to know. That which is not from Him will be washed down the drain anyway. It's not going to bear fruit. It's not going to give you life. So even if you find that you can't accept some of what we're going to talk about, we hope you're at least open to hearing different perspectives from Him. And there may be seeds planted that down the road may bring forth fruit. We're not that concerned about being on the same page. The only thing we're all going to be doing is focusing on God, knowing Him, and participating in the activities that He has for us as individuals. There's things that you're going to say, yes, this is exactly where I'm at, and then the next week, nothing will relate. That's fine. We're each at a different place. We're each having different experiences and different purposes revealed. Wherever God has you is exactly where He wants you. He is the king of your circumstance. He has arranged your circumstances for you. So one of the first things we want to get into our understanding is the whole concept of how we perceive ourselves and our reality. We're talking about being a spirit, having a soul, and living in a body, and how those three aspects of us as individuals relate to our reality. When we try to apply the laws that are valid in one realm to another realm, we will always miss the mark. Now, God even in these areas, has only revealed in part. Because to this, I think we're still in the cycle where he is renewing our mind to be able to even more grasp the difference between time and eternity. But we're going to share what we understand. And again, if it's encouraging for you to follow on with God using these examples, that's all we're looking for. And if not, the whole point is go to him. Go to God. Lord, is this true? Lord, what does this mean for me? Lord, is there anything you want to talk to me about this? When we understand how God made us and the changes that took place through salvation, we are better equipped personally to overcome the world system, our own self-life, and the devil and his plans. But we need to start with that understanding and description of what we are and what our environment is. This is the situation we're all living in. If you are a regenerated Christian, you can say, I am a spirit, I have a soul, and I live in a body. Now let's start with the body. This is what we're most familiar with. Your body lives in a natural realm. God created us with bodies. Each of us lives in a unique body, inherited genetically from your parents, who inherited their bodies from their parents, and so on. The body, your body, is made up of skin, muscle, circulatory system, heart, brain, etc. And your body was made to function in this earthly environment. It's like an earth suit. It's made to last for a limited time and under earthly restrictions, under the oxygen, the atmosphere, the gravity of this earth. And it is our body that communicates and relates to this world. The body has five senses: touch, taste, smell, sight, and hearing. Now, your body is not a spiritual entity, but it is affected by what goes on in both the soul and the spirit. So what's going on in your body can be an indicator of the health of your soul and whether you are dead or alive in your spirit. Before we were born into this world, we did not have the body we have now. And after we die, it will go into the ground one way or another. Your body is not eternal. Your body was made to live on this earth. When you're not living on this earth anymore, you're going to be trading this body in for something else. But again, your body is not a spiritual entity. Before you were born into this world, you did not have the body you have now. That does not mean you didn't exist. You just didn't have this body. Now, because the body is part of the natural realm, it is subject to natural laws. Some of these are time, decay, hunger, pain. And we'll continue discussing, pick it up here, But ask the Lord if there's anything he wants to talk to you about in regards to your natural body, your natural circumstances. And start getting in your mind that you are a three-parted being and can start addressing what's going on in each one of those environments separately with God. Again, we want to get on his terms so we can ask him questions and hear from him in ways that make sense for each one of these realms. So we'll get back together again same time next week. In the meantime, drop me a line at diane@therainersclub.org or go to the website, The Rainers Club, or through Blog Talk Radio. Drop me a line if you have any questions or feedback. Until next week, this has been Diane Thomas of Rainers Radio. Have a great night.